Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Taylor, let's catch up. 5-minute pod. I mean,
this is what week one looks like, where we are compressed down into 5 minutes of probably one of the most exciting games of this week, which was Thursday Night Football.
What is going to live up to that now? And I'm sure there's going to be plenty, but let's dive into last night. Dak. Now, you know, I'm adapted to Dak Prescott, but what you don't know is in the time since we last spoke, Dak Prescott not only is the nemesis quarterback of the Cowboys for somebody from Philadelphia, but he is now the quarterback of the two fantasy teams that I am managing. Dak Prescott is the quarterback in both. So I am as in on Dak Prescott as anybody could ever be.
Yeah, I mean, he picked up right where he left off last season. As much as we all care about your fantasy, let's go over bigger topics, broader topics, something that relates to everyone else. I love you, Sam. But if you do have Dak Prescott in fantasy, you are winning, especially with how many points he put up last night. But biggest takeaway was just how much Dak Prescott picked up right where he left off. What injury. He looked just as good, if not better, than he did last season. He didn't even practice, obviously, in training camp, didn't play in the preseason. That didn't matter. Whatever they did with him by taking their time and letting him fully heal was definitely the way to go for Dak Prescott because he looked phenomenal.
How about this, Taylor? Since last season, Dak Prescott has 4 games throwing for 400 yards. There's not another quarterback in that time span who's done it more than twice. That includes Rodgers. That includes Mahomes. And remember, Dak was injured for the majority of last season. So in 5 games played since last season, 4 of them have gone for 400 yards. That is staggering, and it's significant, especially when you saw the way he was running around last night. Definitely a little ginger. Definitely a little bit cautious when it comes to that. Shaq Barrett caught him from behind twice. But the arm, ready to go.
He had 42 passes for 403 yards with 3 touchdowns. And quite frankly, if you look at that score at the very end, you're wondering, okay, what would have happened if they had made those kicks and that extra point? You almost feel like they had the game in their hands, and it wasn't Dak Prescott's fault. And even his interception wasn't his fault. So phenomenal outing for Dak Prescott. But you know who else looked really – okay, one more thing I want to say about the Cowboys is why were they not feeding the ball to Ezekiel Elliott more? I don't understand that. Some of those play calls were a little bit questionable.
Although obviously, ridiculous game for Amari Cooper. Pretty spectacular play, certainly on 3rd-and-11 from CeeDee Lamb. I mean, there were moments – for those guys, even Gallup was
absolutely.
Pollard looked pretty good, but you're right. It was not.
But is it sustainable for a quarterback to throw that much? I mean, I guess you can ask Patrick Mahomes, but
the attempts, no, the attempts are unsustainable for a season, clearly. And while we're here talking about it, we might as well say 40th fourth quarter comeback for Tom Brady at 44 years old. What?
Yeah. Wow, no, you know, it's that's what we should hit on next is just how great Tom Brady looked. Did he age or did he go backwards or what happened to him? That team was firing on all cylinders. Chris Godwin came out to play last night. Antonio Brown had a great debut game. I wish that they got Mike Evans involved a little bit more, but Rob Gronkowski, again, also phenomenal game. Bucks are the team to beat.
Right now, of course, and the champs always are, but that was a scary reminder of what Tom Brady is. And not that we necessarily needed a reminder, but you'd think perhaps
every year we all have wishful thinking. We're like, maybe this will be the year that he gets worse. Nah.
No, not at all. He's laughing at all of us constantly. No, really. Let's quickly turn our attention. I mean, week one, yes, that game will be tough to beat, of course. But what is the one thing that you are looking forward to this weekend? Sunday, of course, Monday, a big one, certainly a massive game on Monday as well. Let's not forget it. But what is the number one moment or item that you've got circled for this weekend in the NFL?
Huh. That is tough. I'm obviously very looking forward to seeing the Ravens Raiders on Monday night, especially after all those injuries to the poor Ravens running back group. All three of their starting running backs out for the season. Unbelievable. But I really think that the game to watch is this Browns-Chiefs game. If you think about it, obviously the Chiefs are the team to beat in the AFC. And possibly between the Browns and the Bills, those are the two number two teams right now coming into the season. So, yeah, I definitely think this Browns-Chiefs game, I'm excited to see that.
Certainly the rematch. The rematch of the AFC divisional game is top of mind. But I got to tell you, I've got a sneaky one here. The Tua Mac Jones Patriots Dolphins game, for whatever reason, keeps flashing in my mind. I am fascinated as to what we're going to see from two Alabama quarterbacks that used to be teammates, one of them coached by Belichick, one of them running the team that Nick Saban used to coach in the NFL. There are so many great little facets to that. And I really, really want to see Mac Jones, who we fell in love with a little bit during the preseason. I want to see that on full display. And Tua, who's being, you know, questioned by teammates. Maybe they're trading for Deshaun Watson. There's a lot of weird situations there. I'm happy to see it. But I also got to tell you, Taylor, we got our predictions. I got the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
I'm excited to see this. I'm covering this game Sunday night, so very pumped for that.
That is going to be awesome. That's the other one. I've also definitely circled Sunday night Rams and Bears because I just want to see Stafford do it. All right, Taylor, we'll have so much more. We will recap as well. But there it was, 5 minutes, maybe a little more than five, but that's everything we got.